you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Go magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, January 26, 2016. And again, joining me in the studio for day two of our conversation, our ongoing conversation to try to cover a number of topics, is Marianne Offenstein, our project manager, our listener relations expert, our gifted all-purpose fill in the blank. And she's helping assist on a variety of fronts. And if you were tuned in yesterday, you heard us. What? We spent about maybe 15, 20 minutes talking about why a Great News Radio Event Center and what God may do through it.
Yes.
And so that was kind of a lot of fun, vision casting and getting our listeners involved to be praying up how God would maybe move it forward in the days ahead. And I shared a recent appointment that I had with the potential of maybe leasing some space. And I just feel so strongly about how God might lead forward. And so yesterday we talked all about it. And if you missed the opportunity to tune in, the program is archived at greatnewsradio.org. And it's titled, What Next, God? And you can listen to that on our archive programs page. But it was an encouraging program, and thank you for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And yesterday I gave you like four different options.
Yeah.
We talked a little about Curly and Doris and their 65th wedding anniversary.
Inspiring.
I only did a brief shout out about Founders Week starting next week, and so I got to talk a little more about that. And then we didn't get a chance to talk about the business sponsors in our great event coming up April 7th. It's a Thursday night. In fact, we're even working out details of a pre-event event.
I know.
And so maybe as we go along some of the sponsors, we can talk about all the different things you've been doing the last few months and how God is answering some of your prayers and stretching you and exposing you to all sorts of new topics and conversation and learning. And so it's been kind of fun.
It has been. It's also been inspiring and enlightening. And I will say one thing. The people I've been talking to have shown me that the listeners of this radio station are a very interesting group of people. They are not just flatline. Very interesting. Very, I don't know, I can't get enough of talking to them.
Now, these are the listeners themselves or the sponsors?
Sponsors, they listen.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. We have some great sponsors. We'll talk about them in just a minute. But let me highlight, less than a week from today, actually beginning Monday night on WGNN for our WGNJ listeners. If you're always tuned in to 89.3 FM, we give you permission to switch over to 102.5 or the 103.9, or for that matter, 97.1 FM if you live in the Clinton area. But we'll begin with Founders Week Live. It's live coverage from the Moody Memorial Church in Chicago. I can't remember how many years this has been going on since the time of D.L. Moody.
That's what it means, right? Founders.
Yeah, and it was to celebrate his birthday.
Oh.
So this is the birthday week of D.L. Moody.
Okay.
Well, it'll be next week, that first week in February. And what he had to practice is he would shut down the campus, the Bible Institute, and hold special like sessions or gatherings or have people come in and speak.
I bet kids like that.
And so, it's carried on these many years.
Nice.
And so we'll have a number of featured speakers, live coverage beginning Monday night at 7 o'clock. It'll be kicked off with Paul Nyquist. And then the morning sessions are next week, Tuesday through Friday on WGNN.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go from 9:30 to noon with various speakers during the day. And then the evening sessions, live sessions from basically 7 to 9 or 9:30. And that'll include Paul Nyquist, as mentioned, Mark Jobe, J-O-B-E,
I'm not sure.
And then Joe Stoll, people are familiar with him. Alistair Begg on Thursday night and on Friday. And then Ravi Zacharias on the 5th. So all next week, Founders Week. So more to say about that in the days ahead. So I'll be excited to share that with our listeners. And it's all live coverage, so you'll feel a part of the Bible conference.
Oh, that's neat.
Now, you've been feeling a part of a lot of different things as you've had an opportunity to meet some of our listeners and encourage people to sponsor our upcoming event on April 7th, which, by the way, you must RSVP your intentions on joining us. And if you have an email address and you can access the internet, please register online trying to minimize all the workload that Karen's carrying, but there'll be some questions.
Get in early so you can get one of those gift boxes.
One of those 500 gift boxes that'll be provided, one per household, and they're going to be loaded up with coupons and novelty items and some fun gifts. And as you go out and talk with sponsors to see if they'll have some coupon or item to add to this gift box.
Exactly. And, you know, some of the sponsors are still thinking what they might want to put in there. But we've got a number of other people that have come up with things, like there's going to be a Curtis Orchard coupon and different things. Oh, that's going to be a good one. I'm not going to say what that is.
Some appetizer coupons and other things from different businesses.
Yes.
And it's a lot of fun just to assemble these 500 gift boxes.
Yeah.
We'll have a whole call out probably in early April to put those together.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing about the, I'm not trying to get off track here, but about the event center, there will be so many volunteer opportunities for various activities there. But back to this, I tell you, Mark, I've met some great people. And I have to say this, when I went up to talk to Jim Nelson, who's one of our sponsors.
Country Companies?
Yeah, in Rantoul. That man is a chef, like nearly a professional chef. And he has pictures of himself cooking at Tuscany and learning and stuff. And it's been like that. Everywhere I go, I find out these like fascinating things about people. And I love it.
And I guess many of them either had the radios on or talked about their favorite programs or why they want to sponsor and be a part of the April 7th event.
You know, some people mention favorite programs or we talk about a program, but it's not so much just one favorite thing. Mm-hmm. They believe in the mission of the radio ministry. That is far more what I got, far more to the point. They just really believe in it.
And you've met with, what, 24 or so?
Oh,
many.
At least.
Okay, give us some highlights or some shout-outs. I know our listeners are hearing from, like, Mike Estes at the First National Bank of Fisher and other voices as we're going to be recording some of these sponsors, inviting people to come out and get involved.
Well, I know a number of them you're going to put on the air this week. They're coming, but I think Bob Dickey is already probably on the air.
Sure, Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative.
Yeah, I had a great conversation with him. Again, just moving off to other subjects, I had a great conversation with him about creation. He knows a lot.
Yeah.
I felt very enlightened and learned and like I just absorbed a whole bunch of stuff that I had never thought about. And I've actually read about that subject. So, you know, he knows a lot. When he was sentence after sentence, I was going, what? Really?
Yeah, he's a keeper. In fact, I've shared this over the air, I don't know, a few different years. He's part of my dream team. I'd love to hire him as a part of the radio ministry someday and have him facilitate a number of different projects or things that we're doing. But he's gifted. One of these days, if he ever retires.
Oh, we got to get him retired.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've been working on that for a while.
Oh, that was just a great conversation. I was so blessed. And
so he and Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative will be one of our sponsors.
Yes, they are. I met with Daryl Kennedy, and we're going to have an announcement from him, a greeting from him. That was a very interesting meeting. I learned a lot there.
Now, Daryl, I should say something about him, and it's kind of interesting. You know, he works with Edward Jones, investment counselor and advisor and so
Financial advisor, I think, is what he's called.
Wears a sport coat, always well-dressed, but
he also
does the Tootsie Pop Ministries in Champaign on the side.
Oh.
And, I mean, what a humble servant. You know, he well-dressed, and he goes in lugging these Tootsie Pop boxes, and he's done that for a number of years.
Yeah, well, speaking of Tootsie Pops, I also interviewed Max Norman. This is another side note. I'm running us off. I'm sorry, on these side trails. But Max Norman, I interviewed him for one of the articles I'm writing for the Prime Life Times. He also did Tootsie Pops, but I have to tell everybody.
Well, he gets a lot of shout-outs.
He should.
And he's going to be featured, in the
It'll be
March edition?
April
edition.
You're going to be featured in the March edition, Mark. I am determined. So.
And Kathleen Jennings, when is she going to be
featured?
That's
coming out February 1st.
February. Okay, she's February, I'm March.
You're
and
March.
Then Max will be in April?
April.
Oh, okay.
And then we got two more after that, so two or three.
Okay.
Yep, no, you're March. You're not getting away with that. Okay.
The eyes of March are upon me.
That's right. I know Jason Hodges and the Olive Garden have done a lot for us.
Yeah,
Like singing men, and they're involved.
They're going to be sponsors. Appreciate Jason there.
Gail Helpingstein up in
Fisher.
Yeah, it was snowing that day, and I had to call him from across the street. I said, I can't find you. And I went in and I said, you've probably never met anyone who got lost on the main street of Fisher.
Yeah,
yes. I said, now you have.
Well, it's kind of a nondescript kind of location where he's at.
It's actually a very nice location he's at. I mean, a very nice sign, professional, but anyway.
He's done my taxes for, I don't know, 15 or 20,
really?
Many years. Yeah. He's taking care of me.
He's been a good friend of the station.
Yeah, he's a listener. His radio's on many times when you go into his office to get your tax work done.
Wow.
And
that's neat.
He'll be one of our sponsors. Again, appreciate Gail and helping Stein Accounting there in Fisher.
Yeah. And Dean Hull, you know, met with him, had a great conversation there.
Thrivent Financial?
Yeah, Thrivent Financial. He gave me a book. Bless his heart. Your new money mindset. That's what it's called. He said, you might enjoy reading this. I wrote him. I said, that is so generous.
Yeah.
He is like that. You can tell.
Yeah, I've had him on a few times, and he's going to speak to our board in the coming days. And I know people that are Thrivent Financial members, there's a unique way. They call it
choice
dollars. Yeah.
Thrivent Choice or something.
Yeah, and they earn so many investment dollars, and then they can designate them towards a charity. And so we've had a number of Thrivent members designate anywhere from like $30 to a few hundred dollars, and they get these Thrivent Choice dollars, every so often or quarterly, and they can pass them on to their favorite ministries.
Oh, that's great.
And so
it really does sound like a great organization.
And they're also going to be platinum sponsors, major sponsors.
They are
our
major
event.
Sponsors
appreciate
for this.
Dean and his wife Pam, and they're doing something unique. They're helping sponsor funds, and then Thrivent is doing a match. So there are companies that do matching gifts if they know their employees are sponsoring something or helping out. So
I just so appreciate the way so many of these folks really want to help make all this happen. I really do.
And some of these we won't give the specifics yet, but are determining what they're going to put into the gift box or snacks, novelty items, or coupons.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll tell you, the Hilton Garden Inn did a big thing for us.
And you pulled that one off.
Oh, well.
You texted me. You were so excited.
I was excited.
God used me in this situation. I'm so excited. It was all him.
It was. No bones
literally,
about that.
Literally. It all was. No,
no bones
no,
about
you
that.
Went in, you presented it, and you pulled it off with God's help.
They were so gracious. And Caitlin, the girl who's their director of sales, was just so gracious and professional, and they are giving us two complimentary rooms for Phil Shepherd and Dr. Lutzer. So we have two wonderful rooms. We have some other things maybe in the works with the Hilton Garden, but, you know, that's to be determined. So that was just very giving and wonderful of them.
Well, I know yesterday we shared, you know, why a Great News Radio Event Center and what God may do in and through it. And part of the reason to present that to our listeners is so they can be praying. So I'll throw in another prayer request. We're hoping Dr. Erwin Lutzer is going to stay the night. And so we wanted to have these accommodations. And I'm praying that he'll be available to the area pastors to put on a special pastor breakfast the next morning. And we're working out whether he's going to be available and can do that. And the Hilton Garden in is very receptive and open, so we're hoping to know that really soon, so I can arrange that with all the area pastors to have the special meeting or the special presentation by Dr. Erwin Lutzer. And he has a real heart for area pastors, so it'd be
that'd be great.
A great fit.
Well, isn't
that
the name of his book? Something about I am the pastor.
Yeah, he will be the pastor or something.
Something.
And we
like
hope
that.
To give out copies to the pastors and see if we can pull all that off.
Boy.
So, besides the pre-event event that we're still working on.
Should we have a breakfast call at the pre event, or what do you want to do?
Actually, that's going to be the post event because that'll be the next day.
That's true.
So maybe we'll have a post event after
this.
Have
a weekend event? You want to do something like that?
Yeah. Actually, I think that's going to be Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, great. Oh,
so
yeah,
it's going to be kind of crazy kind
it
of weekend.
Is. Mom's Day, yeah.
But thank you, God, our event's on the Thursday before all the bedlam happens.
That was good. Couldn't even have gotten downtown.
Yep, perfect.
No, the Hilton Garden is very community focused. I got that from them. They really are. I'm still working on this one, so this may not happen, but the African Safari Wildlife Park may join in with a coupon for the box. That would be great.
Yeah, we worked with them a few years ago, and it's a fascinating place.
You said that.
It's a drive-through, and you have the buffalo and animals come right up to your window, and you hold this big cup, and they literally will pop their head in, and
oh,
the big old, you've never seen, have you ever seen a buffalo's tongue? It's humongous. It's
sure
intimidating, but it's so huge.
Sounds like you have.
You feed them right out your window,
and it gets
a little intimidating.
Of someone feeding a giraffe, like right out their car. That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So you drive through, and then you park, and then there's a walk through, and you can see all sorts of different animals, and they put on little shows. And it's about a 4.5 hour drive, but it's well worth it if you have the day or you're going through. What's that? Port Clinton,
I think it's
called. In Ohio.
Yeah,
so,
Ohio.
Yeah, we'll see
like
if they come up
away.
With something. Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like it's worth the trip. And, of course, Phil Wright
got
a greeting from him, and he's going to provide, is it ice cream and punch?
He's doing the ice cream, and he might even do a special flavor.
We talked about that.
Yeah, he
what
wants to do something. And then he said, we also have Wright Punch. And so it's part of his company, and he said he'll put a bunch of gallons together and provide that for our Great News Radio listener. And just appreciate Phil and his heart to serve this radio ministry and serve you, our listeners. And that's all happening on April 7th. If you haven't heard about it, you haven't been tuned in very long, because we have a lot of different announcements and spots. But you need to RSVP. That way we can update you with the most current information and specifics about the pre-event event and other things that are going on. Mm-hmm. And if we can finally release what two Lutzer books are going to be available, you know, for those of you that already said, hey, here's my $5. I want one of the Lutzer books, but you didn't even know what it was.
Right.
We'll want to be giving you updates. So if you can't register online, then you can call in, certainly, 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. And if you touch base with Karen, she'll run through things that I've asked her to ask you, because you might want to give a birthday gift or list a loved one's name on our program that evening.
Oh, that would be nice.
And you might even want to entertain the idea of being a sponsor, and you'll want us to call you back. And so there's some things she'll ask of you. Are you interested in a Lutzer book? It's a hardbound copy edition for $5. And so she'll get that information and who your special guest may be. And so, yeah, I don't know even what our total is now. We were well over 100 last week, and we just began registration.
It's just really skyrocketing.
So it's going to keep
growing.
So get
in there, folks.
GreatNewsRadio.org, and you can't miss the link right there on our homepage.
Yeah. And there's just been so many other people, but I have to kind of give a shout-out to Rick Shields. I recorded a greeting from him. I enjoyed that and saw a truck up there I'd like to have. But anyway.
Hey, Rick Shields, a little sidebar.
SUV,
I
guess.
4, 5, 6 years ago, he helped provide. We had a whole big campaign on it. It was a PT Cruiser. And we named it. We had a contest over the air, and it was
fun.
A lot of fun. And he's been what we call like a builder. We have our founding partners, but our builders are others that have come alongside and supported this radio ministry in significant ways. And when he provided that PT Cruiser, it was a lot of fun. And he's been a sponsor of other events, and we appreciate Rick and Shields Auto Group out of Paxton and Rantoul.
I met him at the Rantoul office, actually. When I was in Paxton, though, I stopped in another longtime supporter and friend of the station, Doug Higgins, at the Compounding Pharmacy. Now, that's interesting, too.
Doug and Julie, thank you, guys. Yeah, they've supported our events at the Virginia Theater and helped out throughout the years. We appreciate them.
Yeah, and I have to mention Mark Carriott.
Hey, wait, back to Doug's Compounding.
Oh, sorry.
Do you know what that pharmacy does? Like, you know, pharmacies have the drugs.
Yeah.
They kind of create or make their own, or women have certain things, and they can put something together.
Or something,
Or even. Poison ivy and other stuff. I think they put their special mixtures together.
It's very specialized.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very astute and specialized in his field. It was very interesting.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know if everybody's been to Columbia Roastery. Probably everyone has, but me. But anyway, if you haven't, you might want to go. It's fabulous.
If you like coffee. Like coffee, the smell is really good.
Oh, my. I did not want to leave. I mean, you walk in, there's these big glass windows. You can see the roaster. And Mark took me back, showed me the burlap sacks, the green coffee comes in. Yeah. And the smell is just, you know, you could just spend the night and just lay there, you know.
You and Jason got to get together, because he always he doesn't know if I'm saved because I don't like coffee.
Oh.
I don't drink coffee, but
Mark,
it's because it
sorry.
Burns my mouth. But he's always picking on me about coffee. But
I'll bring him some next time we come. But off to the side, they have all these teas in a tea room, like Green Dragon tea. Anyway,
Well, he's provided for some of our different classes we've held in the past, specialty coffees
or a variety
of sweet teas and stuff. So, yeah, we appreciate Mark Harriott and the whole Harriott group.
Yeah.
Dave Harriott is the chairman of our radio board and some of the unique ways they're helping us with this big event on April 7th.
And Mike Estes.
Great guy. Yeah, we've been banking with them since the very beginning. Our accounts, Great News Radio accounts, are through the Fisher National Bank.
Yeah. Yeah, they sound like a really teamwork place, a really good place.
Yep.
So we're just going around, and you know, I just want to put out kind of a, if you are in a business or anything, that you have a coupon or something that you would like to put in our gift box, we would love to have you do it.
Yeah, we want these gift boxes to be a real blessing to our listeners.
Really fun.
And so, yeah, fun, filled with all sorts of different things. So maybe there's something from your business or organization or something that could bless our listeners.
Free coffee. We'll give you one, Mark.
So, yeah, if you have a coupon idea or novelty item or something, give the station a call, 217-367-7777. Or I guess they could email you, Marianne.
Marianne with no E. Marianne.
At greatnewsradio.org. Marianne at greatnewsradio.org.
Yeah, we'd love to
have. Yeah, M-A-R-Y. We'd love to have some additional business sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you have something that you want to include in the gift box that'll bless our listeners. We'd love to receive that in the next couple months.
Yeah,
so it really is a gift box. And you're saying, gift box? How do I get a gift box?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're among the first 500 households.
First households,
one per household. That way we can spread the wealth and like 10 don't go to a family of 10.
More kids the merrier.
So we're trying to spread the wealth, and if you'd want to get one of those gift boxes, you have to be amongst the first 500 to register at our website, greatnewsradio.org. But if you can't access the internet or you don't have an email address, it's okay to call in, but we'd prefer everyone registering online. But you can call 217-367-7777. Tell Karen that Marianne and Mark, the M&M team, said that we're supposed to call in,
there
and you can get registered. She'll take down your information, and then be sure to tell a friend, invite your colleagues, neighbors, your church to join us at Lincoln Square Mall on April 7th.
We're putting our hearts into it, so come on out.
All right, we're out of time. Thanks, Marianne, for yesterday and today's edition of Mark and Friends. Appreciate all the hard work you're doing and the way you're blessing this radio ministry and being a blessing to our listeners.
Thank you.
And so, great team here.
I like our listeners.
Yeah, we like them a lot. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Thanks, everybody.
Faithful Lord, faithful friend, faithful love that knows